Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into the second hour of this live June 9th, 2004, Wednesday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be going to your calls coming up here early in this hour, coming up in the next segment for all the fine folks that are patiently holding. And the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Last hour, we got off into a discussion of the occult, you know, the Eyes Wide Shut nature of the Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove clan. And we had the transit of Venus yesterday across the sun. It was stunning. I saw some video of it on the news. Hadn't happened in what, over 170-something years. And the elite is obsessed with the occult. I talked about how no decision was made in the Reagan White House without Nancy's approval through her astrologer. I mean, this is even admitted by her. The astrologer has bragged. What time to have meetings, where to go, trips, decisions. I mean, look, you can be an atheist out there and not believe in spiritual matters and not believe in God. You know, that's your right. I happen to believe in God and the devil. But good and evil, dark and light. But the elite certainly does believe in it. Let me assure you, they make their decisions according to it. And we got a caller talking about Kansas City, a Points of Light celebration with George Sr. and his wife. And people want to know what that is. And the only other person to say 1,000 points of light could bring in our new world order was Adolf Hitler in the late 1930s. Well, George Bush gave hundreds of speeches in the early 90s saying that. Then on Saturday at a press conference that was then in the main news Sunday, he said Ronald Reagan helped bring in a New World Order and all this. Some more New World Order comments. But the elite is obsessed with the transit of Venus. That's why they were having the G8 summit while it was happening. That's why the Bushes were off having their points of light meeting right out in the open. And in the last hour I mentioned that on the millennium celebration on 2000, I was doing my own broadcast, other broadcasts, here on the network. I think I was on like 9-10 hours that day on different shows on the network. And during breaks, I would go out and track the news. And I flipped to PBS locally, and they were going to different areas of the world as the millennium was coming in. And they cut to the Giza Plateau and the Great Pyramid at 12 midnight there, and it was in, of course, the afternoon here. And I talked about what I saw, and George Bush and all these world leaders, you know, French prime ministers, they all gathered there, and they had said in the news and Reuters that they were going to put the gold capstone on, but that had been put off at the last minute, and they said in the news because the New World Order has not yet been achieved. And they had the most spectacular fireworks display I have ever seen. And again, there was another host doing a show, so I took about a 10-minute break and was watching before I ran in on the radio and started talking about it. Of course, I didn't get it taped. And I need to go to local PBS locally and get a tape of that. I bet they still have it. And some of you called in and said, you saw it on your local PBS. There was fireworks that looked like red fire shooting hundreds of feet out of the ground with the pyramids in the background, a French New Age band with giant movie screens with these horned devils marching on the movie screens, and the French going back and forth between French and English, going, come forward, anti-beast, anti-beast, you know, and then all these Egyptian words. And then they go back into, and I called my wife, and I go, look at this. She was up there, you know, working on the website. And then they would go back into French, and they were saying stuff in French about, you know, the angel of light come forward and all this. And they go back into English, anti-beast come forward. There were all these world leaders, and there's this band beating on these drums and doing all this going, come forward, come forward, come forward. And then it shows these devils coming up out of cracks in the ground, you know, on the movie screens with fire shooting up. I mean, public devil worship. These people are nuts.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So, we have a superstitious, inbred global crime syndicate whose religion just so happens to be Satan worship. And if you doubt that, again, I just want to mention this. This is on InfoWars.com, but you can link right through to the National Geographic's current issue, National Geographic 100 Greatest Vintage Photos, and it says, "The Purge, to purge himself of worldly concerns, a member of the elite Bohemian Club participated in a 1915 cremation of care ceremony, complete with candles and a robed and hooded comrade to guide him. This private club of influential men still meets annually north of San Francisco and uses this symbolic ritual to kick off its summer retreat. But today the cremation involves burning a mummy-like effigy." It's a bound child, an effigy of a child, okay? "Like effigy named Care," no, they're sacrificing it to get rid of their conscience, "at the foot of the group's mascot, a 40-foot tall, 12-meter tall, it's actually 45-foot, concrete owl. And it is Moloch worship, or Babylonian mystery religion that they sacrifice the children to. And that's all admitted, folks. I got video of it. But national talk show hosts, national publications, the New York Times want to attack me and call me a liar. Even when the Bohemian Grove admits in a national documentary that I did sneak in, even when major newspapers, San Francisco Chronicle, Sacramento Bee, Press Democrat, admit it. I have the video. It's admitted. It's admitted they go there. It's in National Geographic. Richard Nixon talked bad about it, how horrible it was. That's now been released. Presidential Library. So even when they admit I snuck in and it's real, still I'm attacked by their henchmen. And it's a very sinister, very frightening photo, folks. You need to go look at it at InfoWars.com or go to National Geographic's website and just type in vintage photos, 100 vintage photos, Bohemian Grove. It should pop up for you. Scott, you said you typed it in and it popped up. What did you type in to get it? Yeah, what did you type into the search engine? You just went there. Oh, and it's actually, oh, you went to NationalGeographic.com. It's on the main page. Oh, it's a link to it in the corner. But again, you don't even have to go there, folks. You can go to InfoWars.com. But I know when it's on InfoWars.com, it isn't real. By the way, about every day I get an email saying, you got Reuters and AP and New York Times articles, but I don't know if they're real because they're on your website. So I guess when you read your local newspaper and it says, you know, Washington Times, but you're some little local paper, and you go, well, how's the Washington Times? It's called syndicated columns. It's called saving the articles for posterity to document. But again, you can go to National Geographic, look at it, or you can go to InfoWars.com. But again, that's just a side issue. I got all this other torture, Iraq news, just drugging the children news. It's all coming up. Well, let's get through some more of these patient callers. Let's go ahead. I guess up next is Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
My sister turned me on to you about a year ago. She's in Florida. My favorite is prisonplanet.com. I stay there. And before I would talk to people about things, and they'd think I was a kook. Now I get the documentation that you present, and they reject it. So who's a kook, you know? I've got a quote I'd like to quote, something off of your Prison Planet I saw, and then
sure.
A question. You sometimes you publish authors. One of my favorite is James Hall. I like his writing style. He said, when a nation fails to learn the true history of its past, the people are doomed to reside in fairy tale delusions. Once these delusions become ingrained into popular culture, the task of the tyrant simplifies. He nailed it, didn't he?
He sure did.
I have a question for you, Alex. I haven't seen anything on this. Just a little earlier, you mentioned about the missile hitting the Pentagon. It was definitely not a plane. But a plane took off and disappeared. I never heard anything about what happened to that plane and those people. Maybe you could answer that. I'll hang up, and I thank you so much, Alex.
Well, thank you, sir. Look, again, 9/11 is such a big subject. We have so much proof that it almost does a disservice to just cover one little facet. But you asked the question, so I'll do it. I mean, it's an important question. What we know is that their official story is a fraud, that NORAD was ordered to stand down, that public officials were told not to fly, that the CIA engaged in insider trading, that the U.S. government flew out 160 of the bin Ladens. What we know is they had troops massed north of Afghanistan to invade. What we know is that they vacationed with the bin Ladens and protected them and didn't want bin Laden arrested under Clinton or Bush. What we know is that most of the 19 hijackers have been proven to still be alive. What we know is that their official story is a complete and total fraud. And we have 600-plus points on PrisonPlanet.com and the 9/11 archive covering this. We made two films. I've written a book, published a book on the subject, carry a bunch of other books and videos on the subject that I think are preeminent information on the website. Clearly, the aircraft were remote-controlled. Clearly, now we can look at the enhanced video. Those weren't even the same aircraft that took off. Clearly, we know this is the case. We have official government plans. In Northwoods, it says we can have a plane take off for real with people on board and blow it up and blame it on the enemy. Or we can have military personnel in plain clothes, board aircraft, have the aircraft take off. This is a government plan, folks. Let's go off that. And then land it, offload them, then crash a drone jet and claim that all aboard died. I mean, that's how sophisticated these guys are. Then you say, well, what about the few phone conversations people call on their family members? Well, I mean, the government can give you video of Forrest Gump shaking hands with LBJ or Kennedy. You know, the running man. This is decades-old technology, fake newscast. And we've caught them doing just that. So you know, fake Bin Laden tapes, fake weapons dossiers, fake news articles, $70 million for fake newscasts that aired nationwide worshiping the government. Remember hearing about that a few months ago? That's just one buy, one media buy, $70 million. $70 million of fake newscasts. We're reporting from Washington with blah, blah news. I mean, come on. So it's all right there out in the open. So I don't focus in on those facets because we'll never be able to prove it one way or the other. What I do focus in on is jet aircraft pulling G's that the flight controls will not allow a pilot to pull unless it's under fly-by-wire. I focus in on the buildings collapsing, seismographs picking up explosions, no plane hitting Building 7 but it collapsed, the owner saying on PBS that they destroyed the building, ordered its demolition, Building 7. You know, I focus in on the FBI agents being told not to stop Al-Qaeda. I focus in on W199I. Though we do explore the other facets, we focus in on the Bushes being in business with the Bin Ladens, on the fact that their official story is demonstrably provable to be a total 100% fraud. That we know. That we confirm. That we prove. You know, it's like a murder prosecution. You don't have to prove every part of the case. You have to prove that the person is lying, had the motive, and then present evidence. And then it's up to the jury to decide. And no right-thinking, intelligent, informed jury on the planet, if presented the months of evidence it would take to go over all of it, there is no jury on the planet that would not convict the military-industrial complex of total prior knowledge of 9/11, aiding the terrorist, funding the terrorist, and protecting them. Then you have to look at the evidence of how they carried the attacks out, and that is, we know how they did it, but it's not 100% provable. But were they accomplices? Did they protect them? Did they have prior knowledge? Absolutely. Did Mr. Doe stand by and knowingly aid Mr. X in the murder of Mrs. Doe? 100% conclusive conviction. Now, are the killers ever going to tell us exactly what went on in the woods when they butchered the woman? No. Is her blood all over them? Are the tools used to disembowel her in their vehicle? Did the two write up plans to carry out the murder in their own handwriting? Yes. See, we have the equivalent in all of this to the murder, to the mass murder. So I'm giving the analogy of a woodland homicide, murder, capital murder, premeditated murder, excuse me, to the 9/11 event. So we can convict them of it with the proof we have. But they're keeping their mouths shut. They're taking their fifth and lying. And so we have to present our evidence. Let's go ahead and talk to William in Florida. William, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Discovered you shortly after 9/11, became a believer and ordering tapes, trying to get the word out. I don't see how we can avoid a major incident because I think they're going to have to do it. I'd like your comment on that.
Well, I mean, they're going to have more incidents. They've said they're coming. It's going to happen, and we're going to have to be their slaves, so we'll be safe. And, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, they're out there saying it will happen. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to be your masters. Torture's good. The president is above the law. Their own Pentagon report. He is above the law. He follows no law. He is God. They are giving him kingship, lordship, total domination.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope I'm wrong. But, I mean, I think that I don't see how they can avoid it. You know, I don't see how they can go with the gradual incrementalism with the sudden explosion of information and awareness.
Well, I agree with you. But the question is, you know, how is this going to work itself out? What's going to play out? And I have a good idea what's going to happen. I don't know if people actually want to hear it.
I think people need to hear it, and I would like to hear it.
Okay. Anything else, William?
Just a quick comment. I think everyone needs to check themselves and figure out which side they're on.
Hey, I'll tell you what, stay there. I'm going to hear more of what you have to say when we get back. And then, yes, we'll plunge into news as well.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living food. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Day began with a special service
to rescue the hostages you had.
It is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus 2 copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your 1-year subscription. A 1-year subscription is only $59. Call toll free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
All right, going back to William in Florida, finishing up his comments. Go ahead, William.
You remember the movie Fallen with Denzel Washington, John Goodman?
Yes, I do.
Remember, there's a great line when John Goodman says to Denzel, you know, when the time comes, you either do the right thing or the wrong thing. And I think everyone needs to just really, you know, put all the discussion aside and ask themselves, you know, what's right and which side are you going to be on, because the time, one way or the other, is coming very shortly.
Well, I mean, people can deny that there's government corruption and can deny that we're, you know, under an evil system. But, folks, you know about uranium in school children's cereal to see what it would do to them over the last 4 decades. Black men and syphilis with Tuskegee. the forced sterilization of hundreds of thousands of women in America, all the eugenics. I mean, you know now about the CDC admitting high levels of mercury in the vaccines and that it's brain-damaging children, but that they're not going to stop. I mean, we know that the government's been caught bringing drugs in. Everybody knows that. We know that there's a trillion-plus missing from the Pentagon. We know now that Halliburton ran the contracts right out of the vice president's office. I mean, there's so much Project Shad spraying biologicals on the troops, in some cases killing them. I mean, this is all just killing our own troops, knowing it would kill them. Just stand out in this field, we're going to spray you with something. I mean, folks, we got a bunch of sociopaths running things, and the general public in la-la land, you know, who have the mindset of a child, so naive. And I know the truth is scary, but it's even scarier to keep going along with all this. So I hear you, and I appreciate the call, William. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, my friend?
Fine.
Excellent. Monday you had a big show on Reagan and the coincidence of his assassination. Is that the information for the most part on the Infowars.com?
Yeah, the attempted assassination of Reagan, the Bush involvement. Just incredible information. That'll be that's posted in yesterday's news. You'll click on the 8th because I had Tarpley on. I talked about it Monday. I had Tarpley on Tuesday, so it's on Monday and Tuesday's archive.
Okay. And my other question, Alex, have you seen this article on by Mike Rubin on the coup d'état that's I guess in progress?
You know, I haven't. I know a few weeks ago on PrisonPlanet.com we posted rumblings and discussions of this, and we went over it, but I don't know. I mean, there's no real need for a coup d'etat, but you buy people within the system because they're all, part of it. So I would watch that. I don't really put a lot of stock in it that, there's some internal fighting going on. I mean, they've got sacrificial lambs of Tenet and others, but that's about it.
Okay. Alex? But that's your show. You're doing a great job, my friend, and we have to commend you. And I guess, I don't know if you didn't do it. I don't know who would, but hopefully we can find a few more Alex Jones out there to really shoot this thing, really get that grassroots movement going red hot.
Well, I mean, you're looking in the mirror, my friend. You're it. All of you are leaders. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your kind words. Let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I had to touch base. When you talk about the crisis, I think we're already in it, Alex, this morning, Rohrabacher, you know who I'm talking about, Representative Rohrabacher from California. And, if you followed him, he was against the United Nations. He wrote against, in Eagle Forum. I mean, I wrote a letter to the editor supporting him because of that. And I feel very betrayed today because he stood on, he was up on Washington Journal today, and he talked about how now with Reagan passing and the whole situation with the fetal tissue. And I've called his office and told him I think this is abhorrent that he would say this, that we can accept that, as Reagan probably would, that we can use the fetal tissue from the...
That's right. It's for Reagan. It's conservative. Let's use body parts. Nancy wants to. You're not right for using baby parts. You're liberal.
Well, it was interesting because I just had a conversation last night on the station that you were on, up here in the 50,000 watt zone up here, and the commentator made the comment, so I called in quickly because he called in and said that he made the comment that Jerry Falwell had made a statement, and this is, he calls himself a liberal, he doesn't like Reagan, and Jerry Falwell made the statement that George Bush is just what we need at this time, just as Reagan was. And I called in and I said, I don't really believe that God would accept that George Bush thinks that we should use fetal tissue for, our research when we can use fat tissue and other tissues, and we should not go in that direction. And he kind of lambasted me, but I thought, then I hear Rohrabacher on here defending the thing that I'm trying to go against.
No, Regina, you're a liberal now, okay? You're against using baby parts, and that's liberal. You're not for Reagan? Reagan would be for body parts, according to Nancy. No, I hear what you're saying. Good points. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
About 4 months ago, I had John F. Kilner, president of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, on. He was talking about how, going from memory here, was Pennsylvania had passed a law, a chilling law. Republicans had even gone along with it, where they were going to allow the cloning of humans up to birth and then use the babies after that for body parts. I want to get him back on to talk about that because we had all the mainstream news articles at the time, and I was looking in the stack during the break and didn't find the news article. I just found his bio from the website. We had him on covering that. It was chilling stuff. But, yeah, when they set the precedent to use, quote, fetal tissue, baby parts, baby brains mainly, then they set the precedent just to basically grow humans like so many cabbages to be used for body parts. And England and the U.S. have already legalized all of this, to chimeras, the splicing of humans with animals. I mean, and that's the declassified stuff. Can you imagine what's really going on? And, yeah, I saw the articles where Nancy Reagan wants stem cell research, fetal stem cell research, and, you know, it would have saved Reagan, and I heard some neocons this morning. Maybe we should do it. If it would have helped Reagan, kill the babies, Reagan, if Reagan, you know, sick. And so you see Ben Rohrabacher on C-SPAN spouting off for Gina. I mean, I'm not surprised. I didn't see it myself. Get used to it. If you're against chopping up babies and so much mincemeat, you know, is you know, like a T-bone at the grocery store, you're a liberal. If you're against Bush signing the assault weapons ban in September, he says he will, you're a liberal. If you're against open borders, you're a liberal. If you're against signing on to UNESCO, you're a liberal. If you're against the UN taking over Iraq, as we said 2 years ago they would, you're a liberal. If you're against big government, you're a liberal. If you're against Satanism, you're a liberal. If you're against the skull and bones devil worship, you're a liberal. I mean, you've got to learn that if you're against torture and Joseph Mengele, you're a liberal. You've got to learn. You obviously haven't learned yet. You know, they say that there's democracy in Iraq. Oh, democracy. Forget a constitutional republic. And here's the article. The new Iraqi prime minister worked for the CIA as the head of the exile group that sent agents into Baghdad in the early 1990s to plant bombs and sabotage government facilities. The New York Times reported on Wednesday that the CIA had reported and included bombs in movie theaters, crowded movie theaters, resulted in many casualties, civilian casualties. And it goes on to say, Al-Wa'i was chosen last month to lead the interim government in Iraq. The U.S. selected Iraqi Governing Council agreed by consensus to name Al-Wa'i to take over the U.S.-led occupation authorities. And then I got the article that they're going to boost the troops by tens of thousands. They're going to put more troops in. This guy's CIA, appointed by the people that our government appointed, and they're hailing it as, look at the democracy we've given them. So I guess, you know, if somebody comes to your town of 10,000 and appoints 10 people over you with machine guns and says, this is your freedom, I've appointed them. And the 10 people I appointed say that they want me to dominate you, so that's democracy. Because I appointed them to be the slave masters. There's arguments on talk radio. Oh, you liberal liars, you know, this is a free government, and we've brought them freedom. But now the liberals are shutting up because, well, the UN gave it their seal of approval, 100% UN endorsement. I mean, they're coming in to help. I guess everything's okay now. We played the part of the bad cop, made the UN look good, took it over for them. Same folks that run the UN run the New World Order. UN Secretary Security Council gave resounding approval yesterday to a resolution endorsing the transfer of sovereignty to Iraq's new government by the end of June. President Bush said the measure would set the stage for democracy in Iraq and be a catalyst for change in the Middle East. Yes, a military launch base. The unanimous 15-0 vote came after a last-minute compromise allowing France and Germany to drop their objections to the U.S.-British resolution, which underwent 4 revisions over 2 weeks on tough negotiations. Oh, yes, very tough. Diplomats on the council, which was deeply divided over going to war against Iraq, welcomed the American flexibility. The compromise gives Iraq leaders control over the activities of their own fledgling security forces and a say on sensitive offensive operations. So, again, I come appoint you, and I go, you work for me. And I go, look, he's independent. He can do what he wants, but he works for me. I mean, it's... okay, fine. And it goes on and on. Just amazing that this is happening. Security Council vote backs transfer of Iraq's sovereignty. Iraq's new president takes world stage at G8. Sea Island in the midst of martial law and thousands of troops and military and police. President Bush declared that world leaders were pulling for Iraq's new president, discussed a possible NATO role in trying to stabilize the country at a Group of Eight summit Wednesday. Bush said his closest Iraq war ally, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, had breakfast talks on possible NATO involvement in the trading Iraq security forces, a senior Bush administration official said. Iraq's new president, Ghazi al-Yawar, will make his first entrance on the world stage when he will launch the Bush and leaders from Afghanistan, Iran, Jordan, Tunisia, Turkey, and Yemen. He will then meet with other G8 leaders. That's already happened. I mean, you talk about doublespeak. We've appointed a government, and the government likes us, so they're free. They said they like us, so it's freedom. We'll go to more of your calls here in a few minutes, but I got a bunch of other news I need to go through first here. This is out of the London Independent, and these articles are all over the news in the last few months, trying to scare you to not be politically involved. This has been in place for decades, my friends. But Echelon 10 years ago, 8 years ago, when I talk about it, didn't exist. There was no such thing as the NSA. Fort Meade didn't exist. These crazy right-wingers believe the government's watching and listening and violating our Fourth and Fifth Amendment. It's not true. Well, now it's out in the open. UK, US, and Australia, that's the Echelon group, to begin total internet chat room surveillance. Police are to monitor conversations on the internet chat rooms in a bid to prevent pedophiles from grooming victims on the web. Now, everybody, I think 99.9% of us are against pedophilia and the rest of it, but when you look at the UN and the government, they're behind the most egregious forms of it, the kidnapping, the rest of it. But see, they're going to save you now, and, oh, we're going to monitor everyone, but, you know, the facts are, my friends, that, again, this just sets the precedent for it. Oh, we're not going to give the pedophiles a trial. And you're like, oh, yeah, good, don't give them a trial. We're not going to give the terrorists a trial. Okay, yeah, they're terrorists. Don't give them a trial. But then when you are in trouble for something that is, you know, innocuous, shouldn't even be a crime, like taxes or environmental stuff, whatever, you aren't going to have due process either. Officers in the UK, U.S., Australia will monitor the site 24 hours a day. The BBC reported the National Crime Squad in the UK is to play a key role in setting up the surveillance operation. They did a big sting a year and a half ago in Fort Worth. And when it led back to a large percentage of police judges in the U.S. And social workers and others in the U.S., Canada, England, suddenly the investigation ended. So this is the perpetrators investigating themselves. One of the proposals for deterring pedophiles is to flash up a symbol on computer screens to let chat room users know they are being watched. Police could then intervene if someone is asked for their name and addresses online. It is believed that detectives are also pressing banks to withdraw credit cards from people who pay for access to the websites. Why don't they just arrest the people running the websites? Oh, no, can't do that. Can't do that. Of course, then that was at the precedent. Somebody comes and says something on your chat room that's about auto parts, and then you get arrested. Or they come in under your name and do it, and you get arrested. Good Lord. Why don't you go arrest DynCorp officials convicted in civil court of kidnapping 200,000 women and children in 2000? And it says the idea of monitoring chat rooms was brought up at a meeting of the Virtual Globe Task Force in London, which was set up 6 months ago to make internet use safe for youngsters. Unbelievable. And then it continues with other articles about, oh, it's going to be the other chat rooms too, see? All the chat rooms, because stuff could be going on in other ones too. This is out of Capitol Hill Blue News. How Big Brother is watching, listening, and misusing information about you. You're on your way to work in the morning and place a call on your wireless phone. As your call is relayed by the wireless tower, it is also revealed by another series of towers to a microwave antenna on top of Mount Weather between Leesburg and Winchester, Virginia, and then beamed to another antenna on top of an office building in Arlington where it is recorded on a computer hard drive. The computer also records your phone digital serial number, which is used to identify you through your wireless company phone bill that the Defense Department Research Project Agency, or DARPA, already has on record as part of your permanent file. A series of sophisticated computer programs listens to your phone conversations and looks for keywords that suggest suspicious activity. If it picks up those words, an investigation file is opened and sent to the Department of Homeland Security. And to intimidate people, they go, oh, you say, oh, I bombed the test, or it's the bomb. Folks, they only have maybe 10,000 agents doing this in NSA, Defense Intelligence, all of it. They get hundreds of millions of flags for the best keyword software. What all of this is really used for is to protect their terrorist operations. When they come after you, what the system's really rigged for is FBI agents talking about how they were ordered not to stop Al-Qaeda. Inventors, have actual agents listening to them, successful inventors and companies. It's espionage. Then be handed over to the Chinese by our own government, because that's where the industry is to move, part of this global plan. So you have a real live person listening to you, a real analyst, if you're a successful private inventor, have a successful private large corporation or medium-sized multi-million-dollar corporation, if you're an investigative reporter like Cy Hirsch or myself, we got actual people assigned. And I'm told the globals have a lot of trouble keeping their people after they listen to us for a few months, but that's fine. But the average person does not have the NSA. Sure, we've all had it click on, record what we're doing. It's basically recording everything. But it's the equivalent of coming home and having a million messages on your voicemail. You can't listen to them, and if you did, how would you ever respond or investigate them? This is all part of the larger chilling effect. Really, these systems are used to protect the criminals, to make sure people aren't onto them, to kill investigations that are going on at lower levels that could embarrass the establishment. That's what their time is really taken up with economic espionage, stealing people's patents to then give it to their own companies. That's what's really going on. And I've been talking about this for many years. So, you know, they come out with this, and so they're just announcing it to try to scare everybody. They've now had a final 9/11 report slams FBI, CIA. Yes, they slammed them with tons of white paint, fired from a huge fire hose, projected from a fire hose, hosing down the administration, the Clinton administration, the Bush administration with white paint, buckets, giant tankers of soft soap, huge smokescreen vehicles. Yes, they've slammed them with the total whitewash. This is the Associated Press. The average person hears this, so final 9/11 report slams FBI, CIA. Hoping to avoid partisan attacks, the September 11th Commission has drafted a final report that avoids placing blame on individuals in the Bush or Clinton administration. They said they do that the first, but sharply criticizes the FBI and the intelligence agencies for mishaps prior to the catastrophe. But everybody got promoted, and those that blocked the Al-Qaeda investigations got the record cash bonuses. The 10-member panel, most of them Bush and Clinton business partners, has been reviewing portions of the draft, the bulk of which is factual accounting of the events. Oh, yes. Including intelligence failures that could lead readers to conclude that attacks were preventable. Four commissioners told the Associated Press in separate interviews. A separate section details the panel's recommendations remains under intense review, but we've already got that months ago. Domestic CIA, tattletale squads, national draft. With no agreement yet on the widespread measures needed to shore up communications breakdowns and allow the hijackers to succeed, the commissioners said, there's broad consensus that major changes are needed. This is not just a question of running faster, jumping higher, said Republican Commissioner John Lehman, a former Secretary of the Navy. We need to ensure the fusion and sharing of intelligence that could have helped us to avoid 9/11, i.e. total federalization. Certainly there's a consensus the FBI has not done a good job prior to 9/11 and that they have a long way to go, said Romer, a former Indiana congressman. I mean, come on. So final 9/11 report slams FBI, CIA. Yes, slams them with a fire hose jet of white paint. Whitewash, my friends. I'm going to break here in a minute. We'll come back and go to some calls, but I want to get into this dentist who was writing a book about how he knew the hijackers and how he warned the FBI and how they told him to shut up. He's fighting for his life. Poisoned. Pills versus talking. Your child gets sick on Ritalin. You try to take them off. CPS comes and grabs your child. Meanwhile, Smith, Klein, Glaxo, about to be under criminal charges in New York and the UK for knowingly putting out their drugs when they knew it caused suicide. Massive increases in suicide. But before I end this segment, it's time for us as a people to engage in the information war. And I can think of no better way to do this than to get my videos. I've made 10 films. I carry a bunch of other great videos, books on tape, books by other authors, pro-Second Amendment, histories of what happens when you're disarmed, innocence portrayed by JPFO, Jews of Preservation of Firearms. But my 10 videos, you're authorized to make copies of. I've made 10 of them. You need to have them. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. And your purchase of the films is also a great support to this broadcast. We need your support, but that's secondary. Most importantly, these are riveting, professionally produced films. You need to have them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart. You can watch clips of the films and all that, too, before you order them. So take action. We'll come back with your calls and a bunch of other news.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to take your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ashcroft testified that... He's going to block any release of the memos where they said that Bush is basically God and can torture and break any laws he wants. We'll get into Michael Moore's new film. There's been some new developments there. Forcing people to put their children on admittedly deadly drugs. And just a ton of other really, really important news. Some more on Ronald Reagan. And I want to get into people who like to cover unsubstantiated things. You know, last week and the week before, these calls about this comet's going to hit the Earth, kill us all. You know, there was this ham radio intercept, and there was, this professor in Australia, and never any facts. Everybody ran wild. Planet X is going to kill us. And, I wish people would run wild and yell and scream about all the real stuff that's going on, you know, martial law in Georgia and the rest of it. But we'll go to your calls here in just a second. I didn't really have time to give out my mailing address. If you want to get my videos or books or any of the materials, they're $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. $20 if you order three or more of any of my videos. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is $11.95. It's excellent, over 200 pages. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, is $19.95. When you buy one, the second copy is for $11.95 to give as a gift to somebody. Please write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Florida, then Maureen and others. Randy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you maybe fill me in on you know, with all the hype and the hoopla going on over Reagan, you know, what did the guy do that makes him such a big deal?
He doubled the size of the federal government.
You know, I mean, to me,
But the liberal media can't get you to celebrate him for that, so they tell you he's conservative and you celebrate him.
Well, it just seems so many people are, you know, just drooling over themselves or gushing over him, and I just don't know what it's all, you know, what warrants. You know, from what I can remember of the guy, you know, he was just an actor playing a role. I mean, he probably did an Oscar performance as a president. You know, but he talked the talk, but he didn't walk the walk. I don't see that he reduced the government at all.
Well, the illusion is king, folks. And, you know, perception is reality. And I don't hate Ronald Reagan like I do Bill Clinton or George Bush, but because he was just a puppet. They clearly did try to assassinate him once, and it got a little obvious, so they backed off. No, he grew the size of government, set up the war on drugs, which the government ships in, and did a lot of really bad things on his watch. But they have these vicious, horrible liberals attack Reagan, and so, oh, if the bad liberals are against him, he must be good. But that's all part of the theater. But, I mean, don't say Reagan was involved in theater. He was just a actor. This isn't theater. You know, Arnold's a good guy. He's pro-Jewish because he says wants to be Hitler. You've got to learn, see? We're going to learn to love Arnold. We're going to learn to love Bush. We're going to learn to love open borders. We're going to learn to love the assault weapons ban. We're going to learn to love it, torture. We're going to learn to love it.
I went back over the last couple of days and reread the Reagan sections in the book, Done Dare Call It Treason and Shadows of Power.
Yes.
You know, and it's just laden with example after example of how he carried water for the globalists. He stacked his cabinet with CFR, like every president in my lifetime has done.
Well, Bush said Sunday in a press conference, Daddy Bush, that he helped bring in the New World Order, and that he even said, you're liberal if you're not for it. He actually said, the liberals don't like the New World Order. Oh, sure they don't. Yeah, they just hate it. You see, I mean, it's like Nancy Reagan. Either you're for stem cell research or you're liberal.
Hey,
give us those baby parts or you're a liberal, buddy. Third hour coming up.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.